Terry, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Good morning again, Tess.
So do you think that this result is shocking at all? Is this, unexpected?
Oh, I think it was fairly expected, Tess. So maybe the scale of the actual result was a bit of a surprise, but the Angela Merkel's party, the Christian Democrats, came up with 33% of the vote, which, as you said in the introduction, is the lowest that they've had since democracy was restored in 1949. But the Social Democrats, the Labour Party equivalent in Germany, actually came in at just on 20%, which is also their worst result, I think, in modern times. But what has really set the cat amongst the pigeons is the right-wing, the far right-wing party, Alternative for Deutschland, that has a run on an anti-immigration, anti-immigrant platform, essentially, but also originated a couple of years ago, actually in protest of Germany spending billions on bailing out the Greek economy. So they came up with 12-13% of the vote and 94 seats, and they want to be the new German opposition. And this makes things very complicated because nobody really wants the far right to be so politically powerful except the far right itself.
Yeah.
And the thing is that for the last 10 years, Germany has been governed by what they call over there a grand coalition of the Christian Democrats and the Social Democrats, so which is equivalent to the Liberal and the Labour parties get together in Australia. But this time, the leader of the Social Democrats, a fellow called Martin Schulz, who was also running against Angela Merkel to be Chancellor, said that because of the threat of far-right influence, he's going to take the Social Democrats out of that grand coalition and he's back into opposition. So that means that Merkel has to find new coalition partners from, the socially acceptable parties, but the sort of the libertarian free Democrats, the Green Party particularly. So it'll be interesting to see how it goes, because what they're calling it apparently is the Jamaican coalition option, because the Christian Democrats' colour is black. I think Free Democrats is gold, and the Greens are green, of course. So that's the colours of the Jamaican flag. So whether they can make that type of left-right coalition work, though, in practice, is a very questionable thing. But at the same time, you've got a very interesting situation that actually broke overnight, with the co-leadership of the Alternative for Deutschland party having basked in their success. One of those co-leaders, a woman called Frau Petri, actually announced at a press conference, to the complete surprise of everybody, she was leaving the party and going to Citizen Independence because she didn't like the way that the Alternative for Deutschland leadership was going.
And this was just after they'd just been elected in.
That's right. They were actually called a press conference to crow about their success, and one of the co-leaders basically pulled the plug there and then at the podium and walked out. So it could well be that, having achieved this result in 94, I think, MPs, that Alternative for Deutschland, the far-right group, might actually do a One Nation and split and fragment. But you just don't know. And then the biggest, most economically powerful country in Europe needs to have stability, and Europe and the world needs Germany to have stability. And this is a really worrying situation.
Yeah, well, I mean, I suppose awkward for the Alternative for Deutschland there. So I suppose, yeah, just sticking with that party, actually, you know, as you did mention, they are definitely the far-right group into the parliament. Do you think that this is perhaps a reflection of, you know, some of the global politics we've been seeing leaning a bit more towards the right wing?
Well, I think it's leaning towards nationalist protectionist politics and policies. And, you know, it's the same as the National Front in France, UKIP in the UK, and the party that Geert Wilders leads in Holland. It's happening here, of course, with One Nation, and certainly with some elements of the far right here. And it's happening, of course, in New Zealand across the way, where a similar system to Germany's has thrown up the need for a coalition with a party called New Zealand First and Winston Peters. And that's basically a nationalist populist party. I mean, it's the people's fear of change is a big feature of politics these days. And of course, we forgot to mention the big one, Donald Trump. But But people want to be reassured. They don't necessarily want to have be confronted by economic and social change. And that's what these parties, these populist candidates are actually exploiting.
And so just jumping back to Angela Merkel for a minute, I guess, you know, I suppose it was by the skin of her teeth, but the party did make it in. You know, she's received a fair amount of criticism, as you would imagine, of any sort of leader of her standing from the international community. But what do you think she needs to do now to, I guess, go about revitalising her party?
Well, I think her party's fine, frankly. I mean, having been in government now since 2005, they're actually doing very well. And she was overwhelmingly endorsed as chancellor. But what she has to do is now reconstruct a government that can work now that her big coalition partner has decided to go into opposition. That's, if I was the Social Democrats, actually, I'd be reconsidering that, because I think Germany needs stability. The grand coalition between left and right, or centre-left and centre-right, has given that stability for a decade now and has given Europe and the world some considerable confidence. And I think that is far more important than going through the tea leaves and worrying about the actual results. I think Germany's voters have dealt the cards. Now it's up to Angela Merkel, particularly as the Chancellor, to sort things out.
And so I suppose, you know, looking at Europe as a whole, do you think that this election result is going to have any effect on Germany's leadership position in the EU? Of course, you know, we are dealing with the post-Brexit situation at the moment.
Well, as I said before, Germany is the most powerful economic nation in the EU, and I think socially as well and politically. A stable Germany is essential to a stable EU, and that's not just in terms of dealing with Brexit. And it's interesting that Theresa May is putting out signals about a longer transition to Brexit than the original two-year notice period. So she needs to deal with that. But more particularly, I think she needs to deal with the stability of the European economy. And that includes, of course, the euro as the currency. But she also is the one person above all others in Europe that other European leaders turn to for leadership themselves. And it's important that she maintains her influence and doesn't take her party and her policies off to the further to the right. I think it's important that Merkel and the Christian Democrats actually stay as close to the centre as they possibly can in order to guarantee that stability and to work with other parties in the German parliament.
Well, Terry, it's always a pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much for joining us on the show this morning.
It's always a pleasure, Tess. Thank you.